morning.
早上好。
We sang that song in the garden.
我们唱的时候在花园里的歌。
Sandy reminded me of what my mother called it, which was kind of cute.
然后Sandy就提醒我，我妈妈，就我妈妈怎么叫的
？Andy, she called it the Andy song.
她叫做 Andy song 歌，安迪的歌。
Because and he, Andy walked with me, Andy.
因为他叫我和我一起走，因为每一个前面的字加起来叫做 Andy。
So I want to start off reading a piece of scripture to you all. You should be able to read along with me.
我们开始的时候就来读这个提摩太后书第四章。
Says, so for a time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own needs, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
大家一同用中文来读好吗？提摩太后书三章四章三到四节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的真道理，耳朵发哑，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且一耳不听真道，听向谎言。
Think about that scripture.
我们想一想这段经文。
I'm going to ask you a few questions.
我想问你们几个问题。
Who are your teachers?
你的老师是谁？
Who is teaching your children?
你的儿女的老师是谁？
Who taught your parents?
谁教导你的父母？
You see, we make a lot of decisions based on teachers.
我们依靠我们的老师来做很多的决定。
No matter how smart we might be, no matter how important it might seem, we generally are too lazy to do the research ourselves.
虽然我们很聪明，虽然我们觉得事情很重要，但是我们有的时候自己太懒。
In general, we rely too much on others to do the work.
我们依靠很多人，别人的那个想法来做决定。
But if we look at the rest of the scripture, it tells us this.
但那个下面的那个经文告诉我们这些。
But you keep your eye on what you are doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive and do a thorough job as God's servant.
我们大家一同来读。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难。做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
It tells us we're responsible.
告诉我们，我们要有负责任。
Responsible for what we do.
对我们所做的、所行的要负责。
It tells us we need to keep the truth pure and alive.
告诉我们，我们必须要保证我们所学的是真的，是纯真的，是活的。
We need to do a thorough job.
我们必须要做一个很彻底的。
I think too many of us rely on the teachers, the scholars to do the work.
我觉得我们太多的人依靠那么老师们，那些专家们来做事情。
We trust their knowledge.
我们相信他们的知识。
Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't trust teachers. I'm a teacher myself.
我不是说我们不应该相信老师，我自己也是一个老师。
But I'm saying they can be wrong.
我是说他们有可能错。
I mean, I have been a pastor, Pastor Rabboni, teacher. That's what it means. I've been wrong.
我当然是个牧师，牧师的原来的意思就是老师。我也犯了错，犯过错。
And I've been a pastor for over 20 years.
我已经当牧师当了20年了。
I've been an adjunct professor for over 20 years.
我也做一个兼职教授，做了差不多20年了。
And I can honestly say I've made some factual mistakes.
那我很诚恳地跟你说，我犯过一些错误。
Especially since students have gotten access to Google.
所以特别是你们很容易发现我的错误，如果。
Do you know what it's like to be a teacher and have your students doing this and fact checking you in the back of the room?
你们这个老师， 学生在下面就检查你讲没讲错。
Ming, is Joe here? Joe's done it to me.
Joe, 你是不是这样做过？
So, teachers are not infallible.
老师不是不会犯错的。
So let me predicate this statement. Okay.
让我先说明一下。
And you can read it.
大家懂来读。
I put it in writing for you. So I have to stand by it.
所以我必须要坚持，因为我把它写下来了。
I can be wrong, and I challenge you to look it up, research it.And examine what I'm about to talk to you for yourself. Gotcha. That being said, teachers can be right. Youth, pastoral's always right. We're a valuable source of knowledge. We're there for you to learn. And the thing I challenge all my students to be is to have the ability to do the work themselves. Instead, what we do...is we do what Timothy says again. And I'll just let you read this.
大家来读。耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好事师傅。
Boy, that was quick. It's a lot longer in the English. This is where the problem begins.
那这是问题的来源。
You see, when someone teaches us something that we don't like,
当老师们教我们一些事情我们是不喜欢的
or something that we just don't want to agree with,
有些事情是我们不想去同意的
we tend to dismiss it without doing our own homework.
我们通常就忽略它，也不去好好的做研究，就忽略。
But when we hear something we love,
让我们听到一些我很喜欢的事情。
Something that's self-serving.
对我们有帮助的。
Oh yeah, we love that, don't we?
我们很喜欢，对。
I think at times, sadly, we can be unintelligent about our decisions of unbelief.
有的时候我们对我们的一些不信的一些那个所做出来的决定。
We may not really be open to the truth. So you might be going, where are you going with this?
Pastor, 你想讲什么呢?
So I'm going to ask you some rhetorical questions.
我想问你们一些问题。
What is your binding authority?
什么是你们真正所依靠的权威呢?
What is normative in your life?
在你的生活当中，什么是那个规范呢？
Where do you obtain your doctrines and your teachings about living life?
那你们从哪里得到你们赖以生存的的这个教义呢？
What is your world view?
什么是你的世界观呢？
What rules your decisions?
那你在做决定的时候。So, 什么是那个决定你做决定的决定你做决定的那个原理呢？
So here's today's lesson objective. Scripture.
这次我们的目标是这个。
Scripture is the authority concerning the doctrine of divine revelation, and it is an authoritative source of Christian theology.
圣经是关于神圣启示的教义的权威，它是基督教神学的可靠的来源。
The canon of scriptures is normative for the Christian life.
基督教的正典就是基督徒生活的规范。
And it needs to be regarded as an emerging organic document from our community of faith.
因为我们应该把它看作是有生命力的，我在基督徒的那个社区里边必须被。看成是有生命的这个文件。
We need to be committed to it.
我们必须要真的是向他委身。
We need to respect it.
我们必须要来尊重这个。
And I personally believe that we need to trust it more than we trust ourselves.
我个人认为我们要相信基督教的正典比我们相信自己还要来得更多。
You see, in the past, the scriptures have been attested by ecumenical councils.
在过去很多的年代里边，基督教的正典是经过大公会议仔细的研究讨论过的。
Men who were organized and studied hard, but it was groups of men, not one single man, and they assembled the Bible.
一些非常认真的学习的一大批的人，他们认真仔细的研究，然后最后把基督教的正典放在一起。
They dealt with many heresies.
他们也处理过很多的异端。
Even the scriptures talk about these schisms.
圣经也讲到很多分裂的观点。
Which literally means divisions.
这些观点通常是被它的原来的意思就是分裂。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
我们看看那个彼得后书是怎么说的。
But there are also false prophets among the people. Just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.
我们一同来读这段经文。从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假先知，就私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认。自取速速的灭亡。
I'm going to go off a little bit. I remember our church dealt with a heresy that was really close to the truth about 7-8 years ago.
我觉得我们七八年以前，我们教会也处理过一些异端。
And it was a tough time.
Yeah, 那是非常艰难的时刻。
But we did the right thing.
我觉得我们做这个很正确的决定。
See, there is more of these types of things too.
那当然还有很多其他这类似的事情。
There's one called Donatism.
有一种叫做多纳特主义。
Which is a schism that believed that this is great. The church is no place for sinners.
这个是很有意思的是，教会不是为罪人所办的。
The Gnosticism.
诺斯底主义。
This comes from the Greek word gnosis, which means knowledge.
这个是那个希腊文里边是 gnos.
They believed that knowledge saved, but they also denied the humanity of Jesus Christ.
这个词的意思是知识，他们认为知识可以来拯救你。他们反对耶稣的这个人性。
The Gospel of John addresses this.
约翰福音讨论了这样一个问题。
And finally, one more important controversy had Constantine assemble the first council to battle what's called Arianism.
另外一个最重要的就是因为所以让那个康斯坦丁。第一次建立这个大公会议来讨论的，就是叫阿里乌主义。
Arius, the founder of this heresy, taught that Jesus Christ was not divine. He was not God.
Arius 这个人，他说教导说耶稣他否定基督的神性。
We're talking 1500-1700 years ago.
我们在讲的是1700年以前的事情。
Alexander of Alexandria wrote in a letter in 324 AD.
Alexander 这个人在主后324年的时候写了这样一封信。
We should have a slide of this, I think.
Yeah. Next slide.
We should have a slide of this, I think.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Sorry. Okay. It says they cried down all the pious apostolic doctrine.And just as a few Christians do, they've organized a gang to fight Christ. They deny his divinity and declare him to be on the level of mankind.
他说他们不要这个一切所有的这个啊使徒的教义，就像很多就像一些那个犹太人所说的那样啊，他们组织一帮啊这个一帮坏蛋来跟耶稣跟基督来战斗，他们又否定基督的这个神性啊，只说他只是跟一般的人是在同一个 level， 同一个层次上。
You see, the church has battled heresy since its fruition.
Yeah, 那个教会从开始形成的时候就一直在跟异端进行战斗。
This is why we assembled the canon of scriptures.
这也在这个过程当中，我们的基督教正典就这样形成了。
Do you all know what the word canon means? C-A-N-O-N.
你们知道这个基督教正典，正典这个词是什么意思吗
？Youth, Andy.
年轻人知道吗？
Say it again.
Measuring stick.
Yes, the word canon literally means measuring stick.
Canon 这个字，正典这个词，它的原来的意思就是一个标尺，一个测量的一把尺子。
Smart boy. Our Christian fathers believed strongly in this measuring stick of Scripture.
我们的基督教的这个教父们非常强烈的认为这个基督教那个圣经的正典。
And we should too, because of its unchanging characteristics.
我们也应当这样认为，因为它的不变的这样一个特性。
So what's so hard about that?
那为什么这么现在变成这么难了呢
？What's the problem?
那为什么现在变成是个问题了呢
？We have a normative standard, a measuring stick.
我们曾经有一把尺子来测量。
Here's the problem.
这下面才是问题。
George Barna, this is the statistics.
这个 George Barna 是那个基督教的那个统计学家，
In 2006. 48% of all adults agreed strongly that the Bible is totally accurate in all of its teaching.
48% 的成年人非常同意圣经所有的教导都是完全正确。
That number is a lot higher if you were talking to people in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
在那个19世纪、20世纪的时候，这个百分比要高得多。
Another stat. 12% of born-again Christians disagree that the Bible is totally accurate in all of its teaching.
12% 的重生的基督徒仍不同意这个圣经所有的教导就是完全是正确的。
Now this is a testimony about our higher education as it comes to faith. 71% of those who attended high school or less believe that the Bible is totally accurate in all of its teaching, compared with 52% of those who graduated from college.
那这是来考验一下我们的高等教育到底有没有效力啊？结果呢，相对52%的那个有大学学历的人来说，71%的人只有高中或者以下学历的人，他们相信圣经教的都是正确的。
So what's the modern problem?
对，现在的问题是什么？
Liberty University, which is a large Christian university, stated this. According to a recent news poll, 88% of Americans own a Bible.
那个 Liberty University 的这个自由大学啊，是个非常重要的一个基督教大学。他们有这样一个调查说，最新的一项调查认为88%的人，美国人都有圣经。
They own 4 Bibles.
平均他们有4本圣经。
But half of them open it less than 4 times a year.
只有一半的人在一年当中才翻过4次。
The most printed book in history, the first printed book in history, 40 different authors, 3 different continents, 66 books, living word of God is opened 4 times a year. And you own 4 of them.
这是最重要一本书，而且有40几个作者也在3个不同的州写的，而且是第一次说，这个是印出来的一本书，神的话语，我们仅仅才翻了4次。
So for many people, one conclusion is, it's really irrelevant for my life now.
对很多人来说，他们认为圣经对他们生活什么，没不相关。
But see, that becomes their worldview.
就是变成他们的世界观。
The way we view scriptures determines how we determine the values we hold.
我们怎么样来对待圣经，就决定我们我们生活当中的价值观。
And what kind of lifestyle are we going to lead?
我们怎么样的生活形式形态？
Or even more critical, what's your eternal destiny?
更重要的是，也决定我们最终的归属。
See, the Bible, for many, has been diluted to the title of just a book by the majority of our country.
对很多大多数人来说，圣经只是一本，仅仅是一本书的书名。
Our schools and our universities are teaching our children that the Bible isn't true.
我们的学校都在教导我们的孩子们说，这个圣经不是真理。
Sadly, United Methodist Seminary, Wesley Seminary, teaches that Adam and Eve are a myth.
Wesley 的这个学校这个大学 Methodist Church,
as you can see, it started.
大学他们教导说这个亚当亚当和那个夏娃是一个神话。
So as you can see, it's starting to invade Christianity itself.
So 已经开始来侵蚀到那个基督。
But how did it get started?
那这样的事情是怎样开始的呢？
I believe it all started back during the Enlightenment.
我相信是从启蒙运动的时候就开始了。
This was a period in human history that emphasized the use of human reasoning to the very extreme.
这是在历史上的一段时间里，他们强调可以把人的理性发挥到极致。
It is also known as the age of reasoning.
也称为说是理性的时代。
In their quest for truth, they were taught to question everything.
他们在寻求真理的时候，他们教导说要怀疑一切。
Question the scriptures.
怀疑这个圣经。
Question the church.
怀疑教会。
The creeds.
怀疑教会的信条。
And even the customs of their fathers.
甚至是我们的他们的。父辈们的这个传统。
Now on the surface, this sounds like, because of the way we've been conditioned, a great healthy exercise.
这表面上来说，我们看起来好像是一个很好的、很健康的一种操练。
We should question, we should study.
那我们当然要提问题，我们当然要学习，要研究。
And I even said that, you know, teachers make mistakes, so I'm not contradicting myself, I'm looking at the subtlety.
我告诉你们说，老师们也会犯错，所以不会跟自己自相矛盾说，这个老师们都是正确的。
However, the big difference was their motto, coined by Immanuel Kant.
但是有一个很巨大的差距，在那个康德所提出来的这个座右铭。
So the Latin was "Sapere aude."
这个座右铭的那个原来叫做 "Sapere aude."
And this means have courage.To use your own understanding.
就是鼓励你说你要勇敢的使用你的理解力。
It literally means dare to know.
你要这那个原来的意思就是说你要敢于去知道去了解。
Can you hear the difference?
你有没有看到这个其中的差距？
It's monumental in its subtlety.
是这个差距是非常巨大的。
Kant was teaching.That we should only trust our understanding.
他的意思就是说，你必须要只能相信你的理性，因为用你的理性来，凡事都是要用理性来判断，所以你的理性是个最高的一个权威。
In short, reasoning over everything else.
他的简单的来说就是，要来对任何的事情都要发生这个，都要用理性来理解。
It became their measuring stick. It became the normative standard.
这个理性就变成他们的这个测量的这个尺子。
And it reminds me of the repetitive teaching in Judges that says, "For everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes."
这让我们想起来，就是在士师记里面所讲的，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
What happened to the unchanging scriptures?
那对那个不变的那个圣经来说，这意味着什么呢？
During the same period, liberal theology was developed by Schleiermacher.
在这个同一段时间里边，那自由派的神学是由这个施拉马克来提出来的。
The movement's thoughts were geared towards the reformation of Christian doctrine.
他们的目标就是要改变，就来重新来啊，来改变这个基督教的教义。
Schleiermacher focused on sources, reasoning, experience, science to evaluate Christianity.
施莱马克来强调这个真理的源头，真理的来源。这个他强调说是理性经验和这个科学可以用来评判基督教的教义。
He pointed his theology towards a new appreciation of human feelings.
他把他的那个神学在那个强调这个人的这个感觉。
Become extremely self-conscious.
他意思就是说要非常的那个要注重这个自我的感受。
It was also known as Romanticism.
也叫做这个运动也叫做浪漫主义运动。
And the French word romance, which means to write.
法国的这个 romance 这个意思是说用来写。
The movement affected the arts,
那它改变
music, literature, and philosophy.
它改变了这个艺术、这个文学和这个哲学。
So we're going to stop here for a second.
我们在这里停一下。
Are you having trouble following me?
有没有困难？好像比较难呢。
Are you able to stay focused on what I'm saying?
你们有没有能够集中精力？ Can I give them put a little summary to them?
Sure.
Okay. 他这边讲的一些重要的观点哈。第一个，原来的观点是说，圣经就是唯一的一个标准。圣经是一切知识的源头，但是从康德的时候就开始说我们要用理性，包括圣经的真理也是可以用理性来评判的，所以什么事情都要你要想得清楚，你要敢于去想，敢于去怀疑，敢于去理解，所以把这个理性放到了圣经之上。到了施莱马克的时候说，施莱马克说不光是敢于想，而且我们的经验也很重要，我们的传统也很重要，我们的感觉也很重要。比如说你讲一个基督教的里面讲一个故事，比如说一个那个就说这个亚伯兰献儿子这件事情，在我们生活当中从来不发生，没有这样的事情，我们就说这个基督教讲的是乱讲，或者亚当和夏娃的故事，这显然不可能，所以假的。所以他是用你的经历、你的经验、你的理性、你的感觉作为这个知识的源头、知识的来源，所以这个就是问题真正的那个，他怀疑那个圣经是不是一个知识的源头、知识的来源。 OK，
You're smart，
你们很聪明。
This is tough， but you're smart and you need to hear the depthof what can happen when we start to let ourselves go down the slippery slide of, well, I'm not sure about that scripture.
是你们非常聪明，但是你要需要了解，当我们这个路是怎么慢慢的滑过去的，滑向了一个那个偏的一个方向。
That's humanism.
这就是所谓的humanism.
That's man at the center of the world as opposed to God being the center of the universe.
所以关键的问题就变成了，谁在这个宇宙世界的中心，是人呢还是上帝？我们现在变成了以人才是以人为中心的一种思维模式。
So romanticism emphasized feelings and immediate experience, sensationalism, imagination over rational order and control over normative standards of the scripture. Can you see the trend of how we're heading?
So, 那个浪漫主义者是强调你的立即的感受，你的感觉，你的 feeling, 而不是只讲这个那个圣经的正经，你就可以看到我们怎么样从一条正确的道路上慢慢滑向一个偏离那个正经的道路。
All right, follow me. I was talking with Ken on Friday. And we were talking about art. And he said to me, he's like, Pastor Earl, how can they get away with painting a canvas solid red? And I explained to him, but the canon, the measuring stick of art,changed in the late 1800s.
那因为我们在十九世纪的时候，我们来量度这个艺术水准的这个尺度已经变了。
So without going into an art lecture, that standard changed, and now deep down, most of us look at that and go, "That's not art." But will we speak up and say, "That's not art"?And there's the subtlety. We go into these museums, and none of us have the courage to group together and say, you know what, that's just a red canvas. I could do that.
So, 虽然我们内心知道这个不是艺术，但是问题是，我们是不是每个人都有这样勇气来说这个不是艺术？是不是有这么一批人可以站起来说？哎，这是只是一块蓝布，这个里边根本没有艺术，我也可以做那件事。
See, humanity is no longer seeking truth as much as they're seeking a way to avoid the truth of Scripture.
是以人为本主不再是真正寻求这个真理，而是想办法怎么样回避那个圣经的真理。
So if you get nothing out besides all these terms I keep throwing at you, you can see a thread of.This has been going on for a while. So Romanticism gave rebirth to pantheism.
So, 浪漫主义者其实真正带来了这个多神教、多神主义的那个复兴。
Now, this believed that humans are good.
他们认为这个人就是好的。
Not a very original thought if you look back at some of the other heresies from earlier church history. And I believe we're kind of in that third birth of pantheistic thought. This flies right in the face of Romans
3:23.书的三章二十三节所讲的直接的有抵触，我们大家一同来读。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Ray's our resident expert in this. What's Romans teach, Ray? And the second part? Say it again. Right.For the wages of sin is death.
那个罪的工价是死。
This makes scripture weaker.
这让这个那个圣经变得越来越软弱。
It makes philosophy stronger.
让哲学越来越强。
So let me put up this diagram.
我把这个图表放在这里。
So this is what the world is looking at when it comes to truth right now.
现在的世界是这样来看这个什么是真理。
You see, they've shifted scripture out to be it's called the Wesleyan quadrilateral. And truth is found in the center of all of them. Instead of scripture being the center.
这边变成了这个真理是在中间，但是这个圣经只是其中四个。
Someone recently asked me, well, Pastor, how do we deal with multiple interpretations?
有人问我说，这个我们怎么样来考虑这个多重的这个圣经的诠释呢？
Now, reasoning and study is really important. We tend to trust our reasoning, right?
当然，那个理性是非常重要的。我们也相信我们的理性。
We can deduce. We can do deduction, deductive reasoning.
我们可以用来进行逻辑推演，特别是这个演直的那个推演 ，deductive.
Let's do a little example here.
那我们来讲一个简单的例子。
Young Ming, do me a favor. Go outside that door right there. Don't let anybody. And then knock on the door.
站在外面，不要让人来、那个敲门。
Okay, listen. Who's knocking on the door? So don't look.
有人。
Whoever knocked on the door, please come in. 嗯。If you thought for a split second.Even a split second, or even longer, that it was Young Ming, I just proved to you that your reasoning is flawed.
我在你正经说那个用这个里面的逻辑是一个错误的。他站在外面是不要让人敲门。So basic idea is he stand up for the purpose that don't allow people to knock the door. Is that right?
What?
You ask him to stand outside to avoid people to knock the door. Is that right?
No, it was more about... Normally people would think that whoever went outside is the one knocked on the door. Now we got these two little windows here, which kind of make it a little easier. But most people are going to assume that, oh, I sent him out, knocked on the door. They're not going to expect that there's another person out there.
No, Tom and Joey...
Right? You guys got that, right? The point being is deductive reasoning is flawed, right? Martin Luther called reasoning a harlot.
Martin Luther 觉得理他说理性就是一个妓女
and insisted that the gospel was contrary to reasoning. In other words, he's saying, listen to the gospel, because if you use reasoning, forget it.The gospel is the truth.
And 他说那个，但是那个理性是就是一个妓女，那个福音才是那个正确的。所以当你那个听福音的时候，如果你用理性来判断这个福音，那你肯定是说那个福音是一个错的。
And Tertullian is one of the church fathers. He coined the phrase Trinity, and he says, "What does Athens have to do with Jerusalem?" Implying that reasoning.In reasoning of Plato and Socrates has nothing to do with Jesus the Christ.
Tertullian, 他那个三位一体这个词就是他所提出来的。他说那个在这个雅典和耶路撒冷之间有什么相干呢？他意思就是说，那由那个柏拉图和苏格拉底所建造起来的这样一个那个雅典的这个推理的这道逻辑，跟基督教的。
Now, reasoning in terms of understanding language and its use, it's important.
当然，那个理性，当我们在理解那个语言、理解文本的时候，是非常有用的。
But if the scriptures don't change,
但是那个圣经不会改变。
And our reasoning can be flawed.
那理性本身就会是会犯错的。
Which changes our reasoning.
理性在不断的改变。
That's called moral relativism.
它就造成了一个所谓的这个道德的那个所谓的相对性，道德的相对性。
For everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes.
在自己的都做自己眼中所认为正确的事。
So we're looking at theologians like Karl Barth.
我们看一看这个卡尔巴特，这个那个神学家。
He very brilliant man.
他是一个非常非常聪明的人。
Argued about human experience.
他也讨论关于人的这个人类的经验。
John Wesley and his brother changed the face of the United States. His brother wrote 1,000 of the hymns that we sing.
威斯利他的那个兄弟，John Wesley和那个查尔斯威斯利。那个查尔斯威斯写了1000首的那个诗歌，他们真正改变了这个美国的基督教的这个
现状是在十九世纪。
And see, Karl Barth charged forth with the narrative theology, which is a movement of the narrative context of Scripture, meaning that let's read what the story meant to them, and now what does it mean to us? And the fancy theological term for this is called hermeneutics.
那个巴巴特就是挑战啊，他提出一套的那个神学叫做叙事神学啊，来挑战这个以前的这些思想。他就说，我们来先读这个圣经里的故事啊，来理解这段圣经故事对当代的人，对那个时候的人意味着什么，然后再来从那点上来看到说对我们今天有什么样的意义。
So what ends up happening is this, the chart that I showed you, you start to see that we're taking scripture out of the center and we're starting to promote reasoning, experience, and tradition to a higher level.
在以前，就是他们就是把这个真那个圣那个那个圣经啊放得越来越小，地位越来越低，然后把那个理性传统和经验这个那个地位放得越来越大。
And these kind of thinkers claim that the Bible doesn't cover every human experience.
啊，他们认为那个圣经。并不包含我们所有人类的经历，只是包含人类经历的很少的一部分。
Therefore, we must rely on experience, reasoning, and tradition.
因此呢，我们不能多依靠这个圣经，因为有很多的经验它根本没有写，所以我们必须要还要依靠经历、传统和我们的经验。
Sounds good on the surface.
那表面上看来是很正确，是吧？
This is what philosophy does.
啊，这是啊，哲学是这样讲的。
It allows that door of moral relativism to open up, so for everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes.
这样就是让我们每一个人啊，把这个啊道德的这个个人的跳舞都带到里面来，个人按照自己的方式来判断什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
So it allows.This philosophy allows that the normative canon, fixed authorities in our life, get diminished.
这种哲学思想就是让我们来感觉到这个圣经作为一个measuring stick, 就作为一个测量的那个尺子，它的那个地位越来越低，它的作用越来越小，慢慢就消失了。
Put it in fairly graphic type terms, and it, the truth of scriptures are suffering from worldly mutilation.
用一个那个形象化的语言来说，就是说这个圣经的那个真理被这个世界来不断的切割，不断的。
Now your personal experience becomes your binding authority.
然后你个人这个经历就变成你。可靠的这个那个权威，可靠的权威。
Like the 1960s taught, if it feels good, do it.
啊，这个1960年左右，他们就说，只要你感觉好，你就做吧。
You know, then reasoning can be promoted to a binding authority.
你的理性也可以那个变成一个那个可靠的那个权威。
Especially when it's in contrary to the scriptures.
特别是当我们的想法跟圣经相抵触的时候。
You know, none of this is true.
当然这些都是错的。
To preach the gospel, to preach the truth, I would be irresponsible if I didn't tell you that we believe as Christians that the Bible is the inerrant word of God in its original language.It is God breathed. It is divine. It is the living word of God.
当我在传讲那个福音的时候，我应该告诉你们说，那个 Bible 圣经就是那个准确的，是那个是原始的，是上帝的那个呼吸，是上帝口里所呼出来的，是那个不可改变的，是正确的。
So let's look at the last one, tradition. Let's discuss that one briefly.
然后我们再讨论一下什么是传统。
Colossians 2:8 says this.
格罗西书第二章八节是这样说。
See to it that no one takes you captive, captures you, from through their hollow, deceptive philosophies, which depends on human what? Human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ.
好，我们大家一同来读。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的谎言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
You see, tradition.
你看这个传统。
That doesn't have a biblical or Christian world view, world center, is hollow and deceptive.
哦，圣经上讲的，如果没有基督和这个圣经的这个根基的话，我们所的那个传统只不过是一些虚空和谎言。
It's not normative.
不是一个规模。
You guys like Joel Osteen?
你知道 Joel Osteen 吗？
Anybody, don't raise your hands. You watch Joel Osteen. Let me tell you one thing that this man does, and if you listen carefully, you might be surprised.
如果你只是听的话，你会发现很惊讶，他讲这件事情。
I listened to four of his sermons.
如果你听出他完全不同的四次讲道的话。
Not in one of them did he say the name of Jesus Christ. Seminary professor told us that if we're not mentioning the name of Jesus Christ, we're not evangelizing. Our God is God, but our God is Jesus Christ. It's a feel-good type of sermon. It's humanistic. You see, there's so many examples that I could give you. But Mark 7 is going to help us a little bit about tradition. So if you don't believe me, believe the scriptures. And here Mark is admonishing people, saying, you've let go of the commandments of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you've handed down. And you do many things like that.
你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，这就是你们曾经遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
That's Jesus talking to the Pharisees.
对，讲耶稣跟法利赛人讲话的时候这样说的。
Well, then there's the next church father I want to talk about, which is Irenaeus.
下面一个那个教父，我想讲的教父叫做伊任尼。
Now, this is from the second century, okay? And he's known for his original contribution of the doctrine of recapitulation thought. So it says that the fully divine Christ became fully man in order to sum up all humanity in himself, and the fact that was lost through the first Adam was restored through the second Adam. Christ himself believed that everyone who wishes to perceive the truth should consider the apostolic tradition. But I say that Christ himself is that tradition. This is rock solid theology. This is dead on gospel truth. See, another author, John Howard Yoder, wrote the book The Politics of Jesus, one of my favorite books from seminary, and he said that Jesus Christ is the canon within the canon. He's the normative truth, the scriptures, The whole scriptures, that means the Old Testament too, points directly to him and to him alone. So Ray, Andy, this means what? Jesus Christ is the measuring stick within the measuring stick.
所以这个John Howard说这个耶稣基督是经典中的经典，他是真理的规范，圣经整本圣经直接指向他，并且唯有指向他。
That's a valid tradition.
这是一个真正的这个传统。
Look to Christ to interpret what the scriptures are saying. Look to the scriptures to determine what is truth.
这个传统的真正的含义是说，用从基督的角度来解释整本圣经，用圣经来解释整个的传统。
So let's look at this chart.
我们再看另外一个这个图表。
So scripture, truth is contained in the scriptures. So you see how reasoning is captured in scripture. Even science is captured in scripture. Tradition is captured in it. Experience is captured in it. But you notice that those three also have parts that aren't. That's the flaw. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the part that we need to remember, that Scripture's the center.
So, 那个圣经是在中心，这个真理是在圣经里边。理性传统和经验。 有一部分是在真理里边，但是有一部分是不在真理的里边。那些地方不在真理的部分，那是有错误的。包括科学也是这样，科学里边一部分是在真理里边，但是有一部分也不在真理里边。Remember
the lesson objective? Scripture is the authority concerning the divine doctrine of divine revelation. However, it is an authoritative source of Christian theology.
Okay, 圣经是关于神圣启示的教义的权威，它是基督教神学的可靠的源头。
We can gain knowledge from these heresies.
我们从这些异端里边可以学到好多的知识。
These are really smart people.
那些哲学家、思想家都是非常非常聪明的人。
But we need to read and watch for how they dilute the scriptures.
我们应该很认真地来思考他们是怎么样来吸食这个圣经的真理。
We have to follow in the steps of the scriptures and not drift away from it.
我们应该认真地来跟随这个圣经的脚步，而不是不断地偏离。
See, I believe that scripture interprets scripture with the help of experience, reasoning, and tradition.
我相信这个圣经本身是来解释圣经的，所谓的那个已经解经。那但是我们经验、我们传统、我们的理性可以帮助我们。
And listen to this next part very carefully, because I don't want you to misunderstand it.
我们听好好的听下面这一段。
I believe that Scripture does not contain the whole truth of God because God is much bigger than words on a page.
我相信那个圣经没有办法包含关于上帝的所有的真理，因为上帝比圣经比任何一本书都来得大。Nevertheless,
the Bible contains all the knowledge we need to live here, this side of the cross.
尽管是这样，圣经包含了我们的生活。 所需要的一切敬虔的真理，在实际上这一边，意思就是我们还活着的时候所需要的一切的敬虔的真理，都在圣经里边。The
three interpreters, experience, reasoning, and tradition, they can help us embrace the truth in our own unique way, because each one of us has a personal experience. But our experience does not supersede, it does not override what the scriptures say. The scriptures don't change We do.
但是我们的经历、我们的传统、我们的理性，他们是三个翻译者或者是诠释者，他帮助我们来理解和拥抱我们的圣经。那圣经是唯一不变的，但是我们自己的经历、我们的思想、我们的传统都是在变化。
So for instance, this is a Chinese church.
比如说，这是一个中国人的教会。
Influenced by the culture of China.
被中国的传统和和文化所影响。
It's different than the United States culture.
这种 culture, 这种文化跟那个美国人一般的美国人的文化是不一样的。
In many ways, they've been fused together.
好，有，但是那有很多方面他们是联合在一起的。
And the important part is that that's going to be a factor in your interpretation.
那你的独特的文化这个方面本身就是在你阅读圣经、理解圣经里面的一个很重要的一个因素。
Your tradition has influenced your life.
你的传统影响你的生活、你的生命。
Your own experience as a Chinese American has influenced your life.
你的经历，你作为一个Chinese American， 你的本身你的经历也影响你怎么样来理解圣经。
And the brain that God has blessed you with has also given you influence into who you are and how you look upon God.
你的独特的上帝所赐给你的那个脑袋也影响你怎么样来理解圣经，怎么样来界定你是谁，以及你怎么样，你跟上帝的关系是什么样。
Even though,
虽然是这样的话，
We all have different life experiences.
我们有各种不同的生活经验。
Different pasts.
我们不同的过去。
Different intelligence.
我们不同的智慧。
We all fall under one normative authority.
但是我们都是在唯一的一个传统、一个规模这个权威之下。
And his name is Jesus Christ, and he is what's described in the Holy Scriptures.
那他的名字是耶稣基督，是在圣经里面所描述的那个耶稣基督。
So what happens when something that's a Chinese tradition is in direct conflict with a Christian tradition?
那当我们的中国人的那个传统和圣经的传统相抵触的时候怎么办呢？
You have to take the Chinese tradition and throw it away.
你要把中国人的那部分把它给扔掉。
Just like I have to take my traditions from when I was a kid and throw them away.
就像我也要把我从小有的这个传统也把它给扔掉。
See, the scriptures are God helping our finite mind, our limited mind, understand as much as we need to understand the infinite mind of Jesus the Christ.
圣经就是帮助我们很有限的这样一个脑袋，这样一个心智来理解上帝无限的智慧，无限的那个心智。
Scripture is the whole truth needed for Christian life, and Scripture itself is divine revelation.
那个圣经就是我们基督徒所需要的，生活所需要的那个知识，它是上帝的一个启示。
Amen.
Amen.